Insurance companies say they've settled nearly all Hurricane Katrina claims. Many homeowners have a different view. Today, a federal court in New Orleans hears the first of thousands of lawsuits filed by individual homeowners against their insurance companies. Most claim the money they got from insurance was not enough to fix the damage. Eve Tro reports from New Orleans.
Elizabeth and Troy Tomlinson are the first plaintiffs up. Their five-bedroom brick house in an upscale suburb was covered by a deluxe homeowner's policy from Allstate. Their home didn't flood, but Hurricane Katrina tore up the roof, and rainwater poured in.
I'm out standing in front of the Tomlinson's house, and it looks pristine, just like all the other houses around it. It looks like it has a brand new roof. There's a work permit on the door, and if you peek inside, you can see it has a lot of new floors and new stairs and banisters.
The Tomlinsons wouldn't be interviewed before their court date today, but they're suing over the bills for the repairs that got their house looking so great. Allstate says the house didn't really need so much work, and it shouldn't have to pay for a head-to-toe makeover. The Tomlinsons say Allstate took too long, and the damage was inclusive. The ceilings caved, the carpet molded, the floors warped, and water ruined the wiring. This is one case, but thousands of people are watching, like Cheryl Cutchy, who is also suing Allstate. She's got plenty of problems, including water that's still pooled in her light fixtures 17 months later.
It should be clear glass, but what you see is some sort of water, moisture, mold, orange, rusty, sludgy stuff.
She says she can't continue repairs because Allstate gave her less than half the money she needs. She decided to sue when the Louisiana Insurance Commission passed her back to an Allstate representative.
And he said, "You've gotten everything you're entitled to. It's not our fault if you haven't been able to fix your house with the allotted money in the allotted time." I eventually realized he was immovable and that they were going to be immovable and that I needed help.
Insurance companies, for the most part, characterize those who've sued as a disgruntled minority. Allstate, for example, says it's settled more than 98% of its Katrina claims.
That doesn't mean people are happy. It means people took a check.
New Orleans attorney Alan Canner represents dozens of other homeowners.
If somebody is sitting in Tennessee in a parking lot with their family and they evacuated with $500 and the insurance company says, "We'll give you 10 cents on the dollar," he's going to take that check.
Canner says few people have the wherewithal to fight, especially considering it could take up to 10 years for all the suits that have been filed to make it to court. There are about 6,000 so far. Louisiana extended the deadline to sue by another year, and thousands more people probably will. Canner says these cases could backfire because the jurors, most likely hurricane victims themselves, may think the plaintiffs should just get over it and move on.
A lot of people in New Orleans have developed very thick second skins. And they may think that the people who are litigating are greedy. They may think that the people who are litigating are going to drive up their insurance premiums further.
Canner says both sides are seeking ways to move the cases along quickly, because the faster they are settled, the faster thousands of New Orleanians can begin to put one part of Katrina's damage behind them. For NPR News, I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.